Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio with Heather Wagenhals. I am she, your hostess with the Financial Mostess, and we are going to guide you through the murky money waters unto the promised land of financial salvation, where wealth and happiness can and do coexist together. I'm so excited that you chose to join us on today's broadcast, where you and other listeners go to get your money mind right so your wealth and happiness will follow. What is so great about today's show, I'm totally excited, is that we have GoGingham.com's fabulous Girl Friday. Sarah Tatro will be joining us on today's show, and she is going to teach us how fabulous, frugal, fun, and fancy can all coexist. Isn't that amazing? Who knew? And if you were a doubter, then you should probably stay tuned in for that interview. Additionally, on today's show, this week's key in our Keys to Riches Financial Wellness series, we are already at our seventh key, which is break the budget. And on today's episode, we are going to learn how to overcome that nasty B word. And I'm talking budget. Everybody thinks, oh, I got to have a budget. I need a budget. And, oh, I just went off my budget, or I'm going on a budget. And the way it works kind of with your mind is budgeting has negative connotations to it, just like dieting does. It's something we go on to and off of. And usually when we come off of them, they have significant ramifications, both in the wallet department and in the waistline when we're talking about the dieting portion. So instead of budgeting, we're going to break our budget once and for all. And for those of you who have been with us since the beginning of the season and have been saving all of your receipts, we are going to learn how to assess the mess and break the budget once and for all and create a healthy savings and spending plan on today's show. But first, I am so excited about this week's guest because I was surfing the internet like I do and just happened to click. And before you know it, I ended up on this really cool website, GoGingham.com, and I actually found it while looking for a recipe for tomatoes. And I was looking for specifically a soup recipe that I couldn't remember where the website was, and so I was Googling for it with all the search terms I thought of, and up pops this GoGingham.com website. And it has amazing recipes on it, but so much more. And GoGingham, Sarah Tatro, came up with this website. It's a lifestyle website, and I'll let her tell you more about what it is. But I was super impressed with the website, and I wanted to be able to share it with you, and I wanted to get into the mind of the creator as well. So let's meet with Sarah, shall we? Welcome to the show, Sarah.
Thank you.
I'm so glad to have you on. And the reason is because I think you have captured the ideal mindset that people should have when it comes to money.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Heather. I mean, I feel like I am just trying to spread this message that being frugal doesn't have to be a sacrifice or boring or bland or anything like that. But it can be, I like to say that it's frugal, fancy, and fun, because that really, you know, describes me. So
yes, and I don't believe that, because, you know, when we break the budget in our seventh key, you know, we're breaking that mindset that something has to be sacrificed or given up. You know, opportunity cost really exists, but we have to reposition the way we think about what we're choosing over what we're letting go. And it doesn't have to be this negative opinion about it. The opportunity cost is what it is, but if we perceive it in a stylishly frugal and fun, fancy way, then the perception becomes the reality, and it's not a sacrifice, it's an act of choice. And that's what I think I like about GoGingham.com. How did you come up with the idea for your website?
Well, I am a sewer, and I love gingham fabric. And so that was partly, somehow the name of my site had to have gingham in it. And the go part is because I'm really trying to inspire people with my stylishly frugal ways. And I also wanted to not have something that started with frugal or frugal living. Even though I do live very frugally, I just think that a lot of times people are turned off by that word because they immediately think, oh, I'm going to have to sacrifice if I'm going to look at her website or, you know, be associated with frugal living somehow. But really, I started my website because I just really felt like the 2008 economy and everything that happened that was, you know, hard on American families, including my own, because my husband lost his job in 2008. It just really made me look around and say, you know what, there are a lot of people who are hurting, and it's unfortunate. And how can I help share how our family has been able to live and survive and even flourish in these hard times? And, you know, what we're doing and how we're living still this really nice, thoughtful life, but we're doing it on less.
Well, and I don't even get that vibe, honestly, that it's about frugality, because when I'm looking at your website, and I can just pick a random article about roasting tomatoes. Yes, you're saving money when you roast your own tomatoes versus buying a jar of them. But this is, I think, more about a celebration of what life is really about. And it's about events and memories. And if you're cooking in the kitchen with your family, I think that's a cool time. You can't put a dollar value on that. Sure, you might be saving a few pennies here or there. It might not even make a difference by the time you buy all the canning supplies and the resources it takes for you to jar your own roasted tomatoes. But the sense of community and family and the experience about it, for me, when I saw your website, is what I thought, that you're celebrating what's really important about life, and you're not focusing on the finances, but as a result of this celebration, if you will, that that you're being frugal as an offset, or that's a secondary benefit. But that's just my perception.
Oh, I would completely agree, but you know, the when you approach, I it's not that I try to approach everything with how can I save money doing this? It's that I approach everything with how can I do things with the least amount of waste? So I don't want to waste resources, whether that's the tomatoes I've grown in my garden that are starting to rot, or, you know, anything, any jar. You know, anytime I buy a jar of peanut butter, I hold on to the jar because I know that I'm going to need it when I go to roast my tomatoes and put them in my freezer. I mean, everything that's happening is with an eye towards not being wasteful and to be smart with resources. And that can be money, tomatoes, food, you know, trying not to waste food. I mean, all of those contribute towards the attitude of frugal living.
You nailed it on the head, because my definition of wealth isn't just money or material possessions. It's about resources, and I think you really addressed it, that you know, your tomatoes are part of your wealth, that your garden that you're growing. And I love the picture of you and the chicken.
Yeah. Yes, and believe me, our chickens got some of those tomatoes too, because, you know, I'm very fortunate to live in this wonderful neighborhood where my neighbors even share their tomato plants with everyone. And, you know, when tomatoes are starting to rot, I'll get a call saying, hey, we've got some tomatoes. Do you want, you know, and they're rotten. Do you want them for your chickens? So everybody wins when there's tomatoes growing in my neighborhood, for sure.
Yay. Well, yeah. I would love to talk more with you about what you're doing with your website and create some really great tips that folks could benefit from, quality of life wise and financially, and I'd like to do that right after the break. So how about giving us just a moment? And you are listening to Sarah Tetro on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and we will be right back with more GoGingham.com's lifestyle tips coming up right after this.
Difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Duradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Duradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Duradori. Call Duradori now at 480-661-9662.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power, or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95. at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, Industries.com. Like, go there totally!
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Sarah Tetro from GoGingham.com. And before the break, we were just talking about frugal living doesn't have to be so negative. And we were talking about some great tips that we can employ as individuals to live a more frugal life. But sometimes, Sarah, things can get in the way where we think we're saving money, but it actually costs us more in the long run. Can you address that?
Definitely. I mean, I would say that couponing is one thing that I think costs more money in the long run for a number of reasons. I don't use coupons at all in my grocery shopping. And I mean, they don't have coupons for things like broccoli or beans, you know, that you get out of the bulk bins, which is how I buy my beans. But you know, a lot of times people will think they're saving by spending. But if you really think about that, Heather, I mean, I don't want to have to buy something so that I can save money, because that is just not a sustainable lifestyle. And the other thing with couponing is people will drive across town to buy one item that they may or may not use or may or may not be good for them. You also have to devote space in your home to stockpile, you know, 50 packages of paper towels. And if you think about the real estate costs involved in just storing items that you can buy at the grocery store as needed, then it puts a little different spin on, is it worth stockpiling, buying all sorts of items that you may or may not use, and that may or may not be good for you. I mean, a lot of foods that you can use coupons for are not very good for you if you read the ingredients in them. So that's one thing that I think people should really consider before, you know, clipping coupons and spending time managing them and driving to different stores to use them, is that it's not always worth your time and it's not always a good use of your resources.
And again, here you keyed into that word resources, and resources is more than money. And I just think of the mistakes as you're talking about this from growing up with the whole coupon fetish and the warehouse club for one person. You know, why is my mother buying in bulk when it's just her? I mean, I think it's wasteful, and you can't buy the healthy foods that are good for you in bulk anyway, because it's not going to sit on the shelf. So that's kind of a waste of money. So if you're not going to, let's stay on this food kind of shopping thing for a minute. So if you're not going to clip coupons to save money, how can you save money when it comes to food and meals?
Well, I would say hands down, the most important thing for saving money on your food budget is meal planning. And every single week I sit down and, you know, with our calendar of events and what's happening, I have two teenagers and, you know, we're busy and they're active in activities, and I figure out our meals for the week. I do a plan that goes from Monday to Sunday, and I plan on us eating our leftovers. I plan on my kids cooking a meal. They cook dinner. Each one cooks a meal every single week and cleans up.
Oh my gosh, how'd you get the "and clean up" part?
Well, that's just part of what you get for the privilege of living in our home.
I'm impressed, but right there. That's frugal living. No having to have a housekeeper. They pick up after themselves.
That's it. I mean, there is no reason to have services, no yard, no home, you know, no house cleaning service. If you have kids, they should be working. That's my attitude for sure. But I will say that if you can meal plan and only buy the food that you need to only buy the food that you're going to eat in a week, you will not only save on your food costs, but you'll also cut back on the amount of food that gets thrown out. I mean, food waste is such a huge problem in our country. And by only buying the food that you are going to eat in a week, you can really save on a lot of resources that way.
Yes, and it's ridiculous how we waste food, and then we have a starvation issue in this country too. So here's another question that I'm thinking of. Okay, so I'm at your website. I'm like digging all of this stuff. I think it's cool, but I have, let's say I'm a person that, okay, I have appearances to keep up. You know, I have a certain role in the community, or I'm concerned about the perception that others will have of me if I go, quote, frugal, unquote.
Mm-hmm.
So is there a way that I can be frugal, but it can be on the sly?
I think that I think that if you start behind the scenes, starting with frugal living behind the scenes, then it's not out where everyone has to see it. So if you can save money on your insurance, if you can save money and decide that you're going to drive your car less often, that you're going to walk more places, maybe you're going to get rid of your gym membership and, you know, plan on doing your errands on your bike, or, you know, you're going to refinance your house. If you're lucky enough to have a job right now, mortgage interest rates are so low that, you know, you can do all of those things and save money behind the scenes where it's not part of your outward appearances, and live frugally.
Well, I like the bike riding and the walking thing. You know, you can say that, well, that's my contribution to the environment because I'm going green, but you're actually just saving green.
Absolutely. I mean, again, it comes back to resources. You know, you don't have to go to the gym if you are, you know, skipping, leaving your car at home and you're walking places, or you're riding your bike to the library, or, you know, you're doing any number of things that contribute to helping the environment and helping your waistline.
Yes. Yeah. There's the other ancillary benefit is the firmer fanny. And I'm all about that because I'm busy trying to take off all of the fanny that I added working out with granddaughters so over the summer. So, yeah, I'm still working on that. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then we've got the holidays coming up, you know. It's like, oh, no. So perhaps I'll start. Well, I walk quite a bit as it is. Nuts. I'm going to have to figure out something else. Now, I know you speak out a lot about being frugal and fancy and fun. And I have heard that you say in order to get wealthy, you have to lose faith. What does that mean?
Well, I mean, it really doesn't have anything to do with religion, just for the record. But when I do say that, people look at me like, oh, my goodness, what's she going to say here? But it's just a way to help people remember how there are different areas where they can save money. And so by reducing your faith, it's the F-A-I-T-H, faith, you're reducing your food costs, you're reducing, I say apparel because that worked for my word, but it's clothing. So food, apparel, insurance, transportation, and housing. I mean, those are the big expenses in life. And if we can figure out ways to save money on those, to not have so much going out, because that's what reducing your faith is all about. It's not about going and getting a second job or selling things on eBay or doing anything that causes more stress to us. It's about less money going out, less money leaving your pocketbook, less money going out of your bank account. It's about keeping money so that you can increase your wealth.
And I think that one of the focuses that, you know, it's not just about less money going out, but in all of those areas, you're increasing your quality of life. With less food, we know that people, if they ate 10 to 15% less, they would increase their longevity and their quality of life. You know, I mean, you can only wear one shirt at a time, so it doesn't matter if you have 10 in the closet or 10,000. You know, like in
right.
all of these categories, I think about it's not just about sacrifice or loss or opportunity cost. I really think that there's a quality of life improvement. And that when I saw GoGingham.com, I just said, gosh, you know, she gets it. She gets it.
But, you know, I have to say along with that is my husband and I have been married for a long time. We've been married for 22 years. And we have always tried to live this way so that we can, well, in our 20s, so that we could have more choices of how we wanted to live our lives now, you know, in our 40s. And it has really, it's really been a nice way of having a calm, thoughtful, intentional life.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're coming to the close of our time together, and I just didn't even realize it because I wasn't watching the clock. And so when folks go to your website, what kind of resources do you have available for folks?
Well, they can sign up for receiving my email updates sent directly to them, or if they prefer, in their favorite reader. But I usually have an update, a new post going out several times a week, and it's always something to do with either being frugal, fun, or fancy, and it always is something that will save resources and also time. That's another precious resource, and they can get all of my updates. They can also follow me on all different social media channels, on Facebook or Twitter or on Pinterest, and just kind of see what I'm up to on a micro level also.
Well, it's been awesome having you on today's show. And from a fellow sewing sister from another mister, it was just such a treat to have somebody appreciate checks and gingham like you do on the show. So what we want to do is thank you so much. For those of you who are driving around without a pencil, never fear. UnlockYourWealthRadio.com is here, where you can find links from Sarah's show page to her website. Stay tuned. We have our big Break the Budget Key coming up right after this.
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X for Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Diradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Diradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Diradori. Call Diradori now at 480-661-9662.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power, or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95. at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there, totally!
Well, Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and I am so excited. That was such a great interview. I totally adore Sarah. So I hope you check out the resources that she has available on her website. But it is that time again. The reason why you all tune in, it is time for our Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, thank you so much for being a part of today's show. The Keys to Riches is a baker's dozen of financial concepts that teach you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money. It also gives you specific techniques to create or fix your credit, eliminate debt, save and invest, building wealth holistically, all while transforming your current financial habits into healthy money management skills. And we do that 1 week at a time, one key at a time. So for those of you who have been with us since the beginning of this season, you have a huge envelope or two or more from receipts that you've been saving since our second week with our Take Action, Make Assessment and our Organic Assessment Plan. So all of that comes together in today's episode. Now, the reason why we have a break the budget key is because of the way the brain is set up and what we're doing with our brain and how we're inherently set up to fail. The word budget is negative in nature because it comes from actually a French word, the budget, and it's a small handbag. So you can only put in like lipstick, keys, maybe some money or a compact. It doesn't allow for a lot. And so the point of a budget is to be restrictive or prohibitive. And so with the way that our brain is set up with our instant gratification mentality and now me wanting to seek pleasure and avoid pain in this moment, he could care less about what's going on in the future because in his mind, that's future me's problem, his good buddy, and he doesn't have to worry about that. That's a future me thing. And so right now, he's just concerned about right now. And so it's difficult for us just physiologically to get around now me. And so conscious me, meaning when you're awake and you're thinking clearly, has this big ongoing battle with now me for what to do in this moment when it comes to effective decision making. And just like dieting, we can only restrict or prohibit so much, and at some point we're going to fall off the wagon. And what is that going to do for you specifically when you fall off the wagon? That's a big concern for folks because that's why we wind up shooting ourselves in the foot so many times, because we're busy focusing on now and we're supposed to be planning for the future, but biologically we're not designed for that. We might have the ability to text message money halfway around the world in real time right now, but our brains were designed 10,000 years ago for avoiding dinosaur teeth and hunting and gathering. That's the brain that we have today, but it doesn't quite mesh with what we need to be planning for. And so while we don't have those typical dinosaur-style threats, that's the way our brain is set up. So we're always looking for instant gratification, and that's where our budgets fail us because they're prohibitive. So we're going to learn a technique today that we call the not know, just not now technique. And this strategy allows us to budget more effectively because we're not restricting anything. We're just saying yes, just not now. That way our brain doesn't feel like it's starving. Like, so every time we walk by that piece of chocolate cake, we start salivating and we got to have it. But no, we're on a diet. And now me says, oh, just have it. Future me can go exercise some more. And we forget that future me is this imaginary person, because when the future gets here, what happens? It's now again. So we're constantly battling future me and now me's version of future me. So we're going to learn how to say not no to the things that we want as we review this budget, but we're going to say just not now. So what we'll do is we're going to pull out our envelope that we have from 6 weeks ago. So for those of you who are joining us for the first time, you may be able to pull this off if you live in a completely financially electronic world and swipe for everything. But if you pay cash for anything, allowances, kids, things like that, candy machines at the office, you might have a difficulty in recreating this. But you can give it a shot. If not, you can start saving your receipts now. Go back and listen to that episode through the Miracles of Modern Technology at unlockyourwealthradio.com. You can go visit that archived broadcast and then work your way forward. So we're going to categorize all of our receipts, all of our spending receipts, into these different categories. And all you have to do is visit unlockyourwealthradio.com, and you can download the worksheets and the strategies that we have for sorting our receipts. Once we do that, we're going to fill out our 30-day savings and spending tracker, and we're going to allocate all of these dollar amounts on a daily basis for each day, what we spent and when we spend it. And it's important that we use this 30-day savings and spending tracker, because what it's going to do, by breaking it out on a daily basis after we categorize everything, is we're going to see the cyclical spending habits. What happens is we spend differently at the beginning of the month versus the end of the month, and the beginning of the paycheck versus the end of the paycheck. At the end of the paycheck, you're bumming cigarettes and hoping somebody will buy you around at the local bar. At the beginning of the paycheck, hey, everything's on me, I'm flush today. So we've got to identify that cyclical spending, because when we can figure out the when and the why things are happening the way they are, the how becomes obvious to how to fix this spending challenge. So after we do our fill out our savings and spending tracker, we're going to do the cash flow statement that goes along with it. It's just on that second page you'll see when you download it. And we're going to see whether or not we came out ahead of or behind the eight ball. So ideally, we should be in the black. However, if we are in the red, we're going to have to make some adjustments. And based on the three questions that we asked ourselves, this is the third or final question in the three questions. It's, where am I, was the first question. Where am I going, is the second question. And that's our Dreams with Deadlines worksheet. And what's the difference? This is our cash flow statement. So we're answering that question today. And now, once we see where we are, and we determine how much is going to savings and where we are based on where the net worth statement that we did a few weeks back, we're going to see exactly where our money is going. And we even have all of our little paper receipts from all the allowances that we've handed to the kids, all of the change that we've spent at vending machines and whatnot. And so now that we've got a full accounting of that and we can see where it is and when we're spending, what we can use is this new technique, our not now technique, to begin to figure out what we need to change and when we need to change it. Now, that's how we deploy it. I have callers in queue, so right after these messages from our sponsors, we will answer caller questions coming up on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We'll be right back with more coming up after this.
Are you a referral partner of the Unlock Your Wealth Radio program? Would you like to promote your products and your services on our show? Learn about the benefits that our featured advertisers receive being part of an exclusive program where the listeners are seeking financial independence and are in need of your insurance, finance, real estate, and investment services. Call now at 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. Reach the people who need your help the most with the Unlock Your Wealth radio show today.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and it is our Break the Budget Key. How are we doing financially? Where are we financially? Are the answers coming in And if you don't like the answers, what are you willing to do to fix that? And we have some callers in queue, so let's see what folks have to say. Go ahead, caller. You're on Unlock Your Wealth Radio. How can we help you today?
Hi, Heather. This is Mike Dobbs. How are you?
I'm well, Mike. And yourself?
Oh, I'm good, but getting better thanks to your show. My wife and I, boy, we never miss a show. We think you're great, and we did your net worth statement program a few weeks ago, and boy, I tell you, it's making a difference for us, and we're loving your show today. And we, you know, I know where I'm at, and I know where I want to go, and I'm trying to work on the difference right now and work on our spending habits, but also be more healthy. And I noticed in the show today you said that, you know, clipping coupons is great to spend money, save money, but it's not always healthy. And the coupon fetish is something we've been doing, but we want to be more healthy now and hopefully, you know, have more energy. And my question is this. You know, we're wanting to eat more proteins and be more healthy. And what's the difference, really, do you think, Heather, when if my wife and I go over to Walmart versus Whole Foods to buy chicken breasts or it's ground lean turkey? It's so darn expensive over at, you know, it's not cheap being healthy, I suppose. I do like what Sarah talked about as far as planning our meals out a week, 1 week ahead, so we're not going to be wasting food, eating the leftovers, and having the kids cook dinner, which is awesome. But we need to get our son to do that. What about, you know, trying to live more healthy but do it on a budget? Because you said that, hey, doing coupons isn't always healthy. So what's the difference if I go to Whole Foods versus Walmart to buy kind of some of those healthier foods? What's your opinion on that, your experience, if you will?
Well, here are my thoughts on that. Now, I realize that Whole Foods is a high-end grocery store, and you're paying for convenience of having all of these so-called healthy foods in one spot. Now, the beauty of our federal government, which there aren't many in my opinion, is the regulation of food and the food quality and food producers. So if you are buying chicken breasts at Walmart, they're going to be the same quality because they have to meet minimum standards that our federal government has set forth in quality and freshness that you're going to find at Whole Foods. So I would encourage you to figure out ways and shop and see where you can get the most value, because it's not just one item that you want to be saving on. And I think that's where people get hung up with all of these coupons, you know, because coupons are mostly for boxed or processed food. So if you were buying fresh fruits and vegetables and fresh meat, you want to find a place that you can get the most bang for your buck. But if there are certain products that you can only get at certain stores, you're going to have to evaluate what is most effective for you and your family. Now, I personally like all of the online tools that are available. Most stores have all of their brands and the products that they carry online. So you can do that shopping, you know, the comparison shopping online. You don't even have to drive around to do that. And to decide what's most effective, because while you might save a nickel or two on one product, you might be spending more on another. And so you've got to look at it instead of just a myopic, how do I save money on protein? Look at it from an overall expenditure, and how do I save money in general on my food costs?
That's great. I never even thought about the whole online piece, shopping these competitors online. That's awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, and you know, I grew up, you know, from a coupon clipping maniac who would waste, you know, gallons of gas to go drive across town to save 50 cents when the amount of gas would cost more than the amount of savings. But people get caught up in that frenzy with coupons, and that's why I think that coupons aren't necessarily the greatest thing. And again, if you're buying processed food, how valuable, how quality are of a lifestyle are you leading? It is simple to be able to eat healthy and save money. It may not be easy, but it is simple, and you just have to deploy a few techniques.
Well, we're plugging all these things into our 30-day spending and savings tracker, and boy, what a difference. It's amazing how you mentioned on the first, how things are different on the first of the month and versus the second half of the month.
What did you notice for you and your wife were your biggest spending challenges on the days that you just receive a paycheck? What are the things that you guys wind up going out and buying that you weren't buying throughout the rest of the pay cycle because now you have more money?
Well, one is we seem to go out to dinner more at the beginning of the month versus later in the month. We always want to try to go out and have a date night on a Friday or a Saturday, and we find ourselves spending a lot more money on that on the first half of the month. We also found in our tracker that we're getting all of our first half of the month is usually, you know, a couple hundred dollars, and we're finding that we're getting all of our bigger ticket items, where we're getting some of the smaller ticket items later in the month. I would like to smooth that out now that we notice our spending habits, and again, planning for a week ahead versus buying 2 or 3 weeks ahead. You're so right on your show. We buy 2 or 3 weeks ahead of time, and we find ourselves food spoiling, and we're throwing it away. We never even noticed it before.
Yeah, that's the caveat of that whole buying in bulk thing. And sometimes it's not always easy to get some other neighbors involved in the bulk buying process where you can shop effectively, save that money, and be able to spread it around so it doesn't spoil. So that's always a challenge, trying to find bulk buying buddies. So the better way to go is just like Sarah recommended, you know, only plan for what you can comfortably eat within a week and make sure that you make the most use of it. And if you plan out your meals, you know what you'll need for the week, and it'll help you. Now, you mentioned that you want to smooth out the cycle. Do you or your wife, do either of you get paid biweekly versus twice a month?
No, we're both bi-monthly.
You mean twice a month or every other month? But
we're paid twice a month.
So like on the 15th or the 30th.
Right.
Like
yes. She's a school teacher, and I'm a maintenance man at an apartment complex. So we're twice a month.
Well, here's a little tip for you that can help you get a little bit closer to smoothing out that cycle. Because let me ask you this question: when the beginning of the month comes, do you pay your mortgage or rent payments out of those paychecks that come at that particular time?
We'll do the rent check at this out of the second check for the month, because we have to pay on the first of the month, so we want to make sure we're on time. So we take that out of the second half of the previous month, typically.
Okay, so you do have that spread out. So you're able to save half of your mortgage payment or rent out of the first check and then the other half out of the second check, so you're not squeezed?
No, well, we're kind of taking the rent check out of the second checks of the month. We're not.
All right, so you're
still
doing
squeezed.
So one of the things that you might be able to do is take your paycheck for the month and divide it by 1/12 and start saving 1/12 of your paycheck each and every month, and then by the end of the year, you will have a whole month's worth of paychecks set aside, and 1/12 is pretty easy to do. You'll be able to, as you do your not know, just not now strategy, you'll be able to figure out where you can come up with that 1/12. And then you will have essentially banked a whole month's worth of living expenses, and you can use that to get that mortgage payment out of the gate and then start saving your mortgage payments from each check spread out over the month. That will start creating income stability for you to be able to take it out of both checks instead of just one check and then having to starve.
You know, I think that's doable. 1/12,
And if it looks like it's not, do you get a tax refund at the end of the year?
We do.
Money back?
We do.
Okay.
Not much. And now that I guess starting next January, we're not going to get as much back. I'm a little worried about that. What's going on with the whole tax cliff, Obama not? You know, it's just scary.
Right. Well, what you can do in the meantime, and you'll want to confirm this with an accountant or a CPA, is to up your allowances on your paycheck. Because what happens, if you're getting money back, that means that you're giving an interest-free loan to Uncle Sam for 16 months. And that's unfair for you to lend money and not make any interest on it. So you should have that money now. And you can go raise your allowances on your paychecks so you break even at the end of the year. It is a pay-as-you-go system, but there's no reason to pay more as you go than what you need to. So go raise those allowances, and you'll be able to find that 1/12 much quicker. And you'll be able to stabilize your income and find out at the end of the year you'll still wind up okay tax-wise.
Yeah, I just have to contact HR and redo the W-2 or whatever it is, right, on that. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, it's called your allowances, and I think it's actually the W-4 form. But your human resources department, wherever you work, will know how to do that. And it's just a simple form, and you usually take one for you and one for your spouse. But you'll want to up that, put it up, maybe you have one child that you've got on there, but up it so you can max out those allowances and get that money now. Because if you can reduce your debt, any money that you owe Uncle Sam will come out in the wash in the next year, and you'll be flush for cash and be able to cover that and adjust your allowances accordingly. But right now, wouldn't it be better if you could have more money today and eliminate any debt and interest you're paying right now?
That would be great. That's awesome. Boy, I'm taking a lot of notes here. I've got a whole page of notes.
Awesome. Do you have any other questions? Otherwise, I'm going to move on to another call.
No, that's great. I'll talk to Cindy about this, and we're excited. Thanks so much. We love your show. You're just doing so many great things.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your input today. I'm grateful
All right.
for questions.
Yay. Thank you, ma'am. And happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You
thank
as
you.
Well.
Bye now.
So for those of you who are hanging on for the last portion of our Keys to Riches, stay tuned because we will be right back with our nuts and bolts for this week's key. You're listening to Heather Wagenhals Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and we'll be right back with more coming up after this.
Are you a referral partner of the Unlock Your Wealth radio program? Would you like to promote your products and your services on our show? Learn about the benefits that our featured advertisers receive being part of an exclusive program where the listeners are seeking financial independence and are in need of your insurance, finance, real estate, and investment services. Call now at 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. Reach the people who need your help the most with the Unlock Your Wealth radio show today.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Heather Wagenhals Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and I am she, your maven of moolah. How awesome. We are so fortunate to be able to have a caller today. And if you are interested in calling into the show and having your questions regarding the Keys to Riches or other financial questions I may be able to answer for you, you may do so by calling 1-718-508-9002. 1-718-508-9002. So with our Break the Budget Key, the most important thing to take away from this week's show is that we want to be able to create a healthy savings and spending plan. It's so important that we are able to spend without feeling restricted, because that will empower us to make effective choices. We know inherently, consciously, that we know that we should spend less and save more. If we get $10 for our paycheck, we should spend less than $10. If we make $10 for our paycheck, we should not spend $12 to $15. Yet that's the habit that we've gotten ourselves into. And it all has to do with what we talked about in Hope for the Best, Plan for the Worst, and that is addressing our fears. We are driven emotionally by our fears, and mostly it's the fear of the unknown. So when we make our fears known, address them, and create these wonderful ways to overcome those issues so we can make effective decisions and stay calm and rational, we'll be able to survive financially. And that is the most important thing, is to create this healthy savings and spending plan. So if we do happen to go off the wagon, if now me wins one of those arguments, you'll still be okay. You can then tighten the belt and make a little bit more effective choices the next week to compensate for it. That's where not now is so important as a strategy, because we're not saying no, we can't have it, because then that puts us into starvation mode, which keys into survival, which starts all of the chemical hormone dumps. So all we can do is revert to our programming, and we can't ever get to that rational mind because of all of those hormones running through our system. And we want to be able to stay calm. So if we just delay our gratification, defer it for a little bit, create a strategy or a plan for obtaining it, and say, okay, I want this fabulous, whatever it is, widescreen TV, this HD plasma, you know what, it does everything except the dishes kind of TV. It's so super great. And it's an ungodly amount of money. It's like half your paycheck. There's absolutely no way you should be spending that kind of money. And the easiest thing to do would be to say, no, I don't need that. No, I don't need that. Well, you've got probably some fear of not being good enough or not being accepted or whatever that's going to start poking around and stimulating now me to say, oh, but you deserve it, man. You work hard. Just because you don't make a lot doesn't mean anything. You work hard for your money. You should go get that TV. And then you break down and you bury yourself in debt, or you jeopardize paying other bills if you pay cash for that, and you go get the TV. So instead of creating that drama from your moneyism about not having enough or not being good enough, what we need to do is create a strategy for it. So that's where the not no comes in. So we don't say no. We say not now. And the follow-up question is how and when. So if it's not now, let's answer the when. Well, if the TV costs $500, what can we do to painlessly save that money to get there? So is it, do we save 10 payments of $50? So for the next 10 checks, we set aside $50. Do we want to be willing to sacrifice other little pleasures in other areas to accomplish that? Now we become resourceful. And when we say not now, when and how, when we get there to that point, we avoid the chemical dump of the hormones that put us in survival mode and now allow us to reach a creative state in our rational mind to be able to come up with the tools to create that TV ownership as a reality for you. So this week's nuts and bolts for our Break the Budget key is marquee statement is, I know that trying to create and stick to a budget is a losing proposition because it can mean sacrifice and not truly address my financial challenges. Therefore, to truly be financially independent, I must create and stick to a realistic, healthy savings and spending plan. Our key affirmation for this week is, I have and live by a healthy savings and spending plan. Our key commitment this week is to visit the website at unlockyourwealthradio.com and commit to designing a healthy to commit to designing and living by a healthy savings and spending plan that suits me and my family. And your key action item is to categorize that assessment envelope if you took some time to do it. Analyze your expenditures with our savings and spending tracker. And get out your dreams with deadlines and make sure that you're moving toward your goals as opposed to away from. Use our not no, just not now strategy to accomplish those things that we truly desire, that we say we want in life. I'm Heather Wagenhals. Thanking you so much for joining us today. I would like to thank Sarah Tatro for dropping by from GoGingham.com. And, of course, I would like to thank you personally for visiting and listening to the radio show at UnlockYourWealthRadio.com, where you go to learn how to get your money mind right so your wealth and happiness will follow. I'm so pleased to have you stop by. Now go out and make it a prosperous day.